Packers. Who has more fun, you or Rob Gronkowski, Vince?
That's a 50-50.
It was a lot of fun for your football team yesterday, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun, you know, and we knew going into the week that we just, you know, and we keep saying over and over, just have a good week of practice, prepare well, and just execute the game plan, you know, and stick to the game plan. And we did a real good job of that last week. We went to work, focused in. This team is a real good team. I mean, everything Bill asked of us, you know, we just put our head down and we do it. We try to do it the best we could. And the times we executed well this year, we had no problems. The problems came when the execution wasn't well and miscommunications and being inconsistent. That's when we had problems. So we understood that we just stick to our game plan and execute to the highest level that we were going to be successful, and we were.
So outsiders looking in, we've seen 16 of these. We call them Manning versus Brady, Brady versus Manning, 16. We keep numbers on how many times they played and what their records are in these situations. It's a lot of hype. You can tell us now in retrospect, do you ever get caught up in the hype of Patriots, Broncos, Patriots, Colts?
No, I mean, not at all, because those teams were different. You know, every year your team is different. Only thing that we know, we have two of the best quarterbacks ever played in the game on the same field. But other than that, we never get caught up in Peyton versus Brady. We don't get caught up in that. We just always go say, hey, this is how we got to play, and this is what we need to do to win, to beat the ball game. Because facing a quarterback like Peyton, it's not going to be a lot of opportunities to make plays because he's so good. So, but the chances that we do have a chance to make plays, we have to make them. We got to take advantage of them, and we did Sunday night. So when you have two quarterbacks that, one, elite, which they are, and two, they just don't give defense opportunities to make a lot of plays. When you do get those chances, you got to be able to take advantage of them, and we did.
You know, you played in a cold weather game yesterday, not the coldest game you played in, you know, being here in New England as long as you've been here. I'm just wondering, like, you played your college ball in Miami. Do you remember the first bad weather game you played in, and was it a problem then, and you learned to adjust to it? I mean, just tell me, like, what you remember about your first, you know, 25-degree, 35-degree game.
Well, my first weather game was coming up to Pittsburgh, where that's the first time I ever seen snow actually falling. And we had to go out to play, and I think it was 19 degrees at that point. And we always had the mindset is we were not playing the weather. We playing our opponent. And that's how we approach the game. And I still approach that game the same way now. Even when we go to teams that's hot, like, you know, in Miami or the Carolina or Tennessee early in the season, you can't get caught up into the weather, because at the end of the day, they got to play through the same weather we have to play through. So even though that, you know, that's home for them, but it's not the same, because once that whistle blows, it's not practice anymore. Everything is moving at a high level. You got cramping issues, sometimes dehydration. Some people don't be hydrated well and stuff like that. So I think the most important thing going into games like that is making sure you're physically ready to go. I think that's the biggest thing, and being able to be hydrated and understand, just because you don't think you're sweating a lot, you have to continue just, you know, put the fluids in you. And I think that'd be the biggest thing when you're playing teams in different type of weather is physically how you're going to hold up. And if you do a good job through the week, you'll be okay on game day. So it's 60 minutes or 4 hours, however you want to look at it on game day, the opponent playing in the same weather that you're playing in.
Teddy Bruschi told us a few minutes ago that he thought that if you guys surprised Peyton at all, the biggest surprise he thought for Peyton was that they couldn't run the football against you guys. And early on, it was obvious they weren't going to run the football against you. Was that the game plan? Did you think if we take the run away, we're going to make him throw the ball in this wind and we've got the advantage there?
Well, our game plan every week is to stop the run, and we've done it sometimes and we haven't done it. And yesterday it was a big emphasis on being able to get the one-dimensional. Even though Peyton is a great quarterback, can throw the ball, threw for a lot of yards. That's Peyton Manning. But we can't allow a team like the Broncos to be able to run the ball at will and throw the ball over our heads at will. So we had to take something away. And it always, with us, it always starts with the run game. And then we, you know, when it's time for a pass rushing, we get to it then. But we was able to take the run game away early. And that's something that we talked about as a unit, saying, you know, all week, every day we talked about it, the run game, run game, run game, run game. Stop the run game. And I think guys came ready to play yesterday. And that's what we're going to need that for the rest of the season. I mean, it just goes to show you, if we do things the right way and just execute, we can be a dangerous, dangerous football team. So we're going to need everybody going here forward to have that same mindset, no matter who we play, have that same mindset that we had this past weekend.
You know, Vince, we looked up that Pittsburgh game you're talking about, and the temperature was 9 degrees.
Oh, that's a cold.
That's so, yeah, cold. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, huh? So, yeah, but I guess if you play in New England, you get used to that. What's going on with the bye week? What are you going to do during the bye?
Well, the biggest thing is just getting your body back healthy and being able just to relax, get away from football just a little bit. And I understand when we get back to work, it's no more turning back. You know, it's a long season from here on out now. So being able just to, for guys to take care of their bodies, to get away from football a little bit, not think about it as much, and just when it's time to come back, be ready to go, because we got a long season ahead of us. We want it to be a long season ahead of us. But 7 games doesn't get us anything. It just put us in a good spot. And we're in a good spot right now, but we got to continue to do a good job, offensive, defense, special teams, as a team, as a unit. We got to be more successful in the road, down the road.
Did you get a chance to visit with some of your former defensive teammates like Richard Seymour and Roman Pfeiffer and those guys?
I seen Roman coming off the field in warm-ups. It was good. I didn't get a chance to see Seymour. That's about the only one I didn't see. And it was just a good feeling just to be around those guys and just seeing where I came from. When these guys was around, I was a puppy. You know, I was a snotty-nosed little kid just wanting to play football. And at that time, didn't understand what they meant, not to just the Patriots, but to the game of football. And I look back on that squad we had in 04. We had some hell of a players, hell of a people. And the only thing they wanted to do was win. And the way they worked in practice, it was amazing how they worked. I mean, I wish guys now that's younger would have had the opportunity to see what I've seen with my own eyes and play with those guys, because it was something special every day. And I didn't notice it then, but 11 years later, I could sit back and think back when I was a rookie and just remember the days in practice leading up to game days, what those guys meant and what they did, how they went about their business, how they practiced, the preparation that they had, how they executed, you name it. Everything they did for a purpose. And the purpose was to win. And it was just good to see all those guys once again all together.
When you got here as a rookie, did you just look at what they did and you got on board quickly? Or did someone pull you aside and say, hey, listen, first-round pick here. This is what we do here in New England, and this is what you need to do. How did it happen?
No, I mean, I've always had the mentality of only thing I want to do is be the best I can be and play the best and to help my team. So it wasn't hard for me. Nobody had to pull me to the side to explain to me how to win a football game or what it means and what you have to do to win a game, because where I was coming from, we won a lot of ball games. My mentality, I want to win. So it wasn't hard for me to step on board and say, you know what, I got – Seymour around me. I got Roman Pfeiffer around me. I have Bruschi around me. I have Ty Law around me. I have Rodney around me. I had all these great football players around me. It wasn't hard for me to step on board. If I saw them doing something, I would do it. You know, if I saw them conditioning on their own, I would do it. So it wasn't nothing they had to say. You know, they led by example. And you know what? That's what I try to do nowadays. It's not about talking all the time. Sometimes you just have to go out and do, and people will follow. And I think some of your biggest leaders come from that. You don't have to talk a lot. You don't have to talk all the time. You lead by example, and they did a great job of that, and they made me the person who I am today, the player I am today. I look back and I say, you know what? Everything I learned from the preparation standpoint, those guys, I look for those guys when I was a rookie. But at the time, I really didn't know. All I knew is, you know what? If they're doing it, they're doing it for a reason. I need to get on board, and I jumped on board quick.
Vince, congratulations on the win. Enjoy the time off this week. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one now.
Take care.